Hello, I'm Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Members of the United States Senate have voted to acquit President Trump of abusing his power and obstructing Congress at the end of his impeachment trial. The Republican-dominated chamber split along party lines with one exception, the Republican Senator Mitt Romney, meaning prosecutors failed to gain the necessary majority to remove Mr. Trump from office. Speaking at a news conference, the leader of the Democratic Party minority in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, condemned the verdict.
The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial, on doing what the Founding Fathers would have wanted us to do. But Democrats walked out of the Senate chamber with their heads held high because we sought the truth. We did everything we could to get the truth. The American people believe that and knew we were fighting for the truth and know it to this day.
Reports from the Iraqi city of Najaf say that at least six people have been killed and dozens wounded in clashes between anti-government protesters and supporters of the powerful cleric Muqtada as-Sadr. Medical and security sources say Sadr's supporters tried to clear a protest camp, which has been a centre of anti-government demonstrations. Scientists have completed what they say is the most comprehensive study of cancer genomes, shedding new light on their formation and how they can be treated. Philippa Roxby reports.
Human cells undergo billions of mutations, but only a small number of them result in cancer. By analysing thousands of samples, the researchers were able to work out the pattern and order of these cell mutations. The team found that these mutations occurred particularly early in ovarian cancer, as well as two types of brain tumours. The findings will help clinicians understand why people with the same cancer respond differently to the same treatment and offer hope of new tests to identify the disease at a much earlier stage.
One person has died after a Turkish passenger plane skidded off the runway at Istanbul's Sabiha Gökçen Airport. The plane belonging to the Turkish low-cost airline Pegasus had more than 180 people on board. Charlotte Rose has more details.
The Boeing 737 was trying to land in heavy rain and strong winds, even though two earlier flights decided not to. It reportedly failed to stop before skidding around 50 to 60 metres off the runway. Video footage showed its fuselage split into three, with passengers climbing through one of the massive cracks to escape over the wings. Flames were seen coming from the tail end, which were extinguished by firefighters. 157 people were injured and taken to 18 local hospitals. Prosecutors in the capital Ankara have launched an investigation into what happened.
BBC World News.